man with the black medallion. That's who they thought I was. And because of it, I've been beaten bloodier than a dame on the rag. It's when they figured they'd pound the fight out of me, and summon inner strength and bolted for the stairs.
Brother, don't let that freak escape!
Start the car, Colin.
Shit, I knew this was gonna happen.
Drive, Colin. Drive!
What did you do this time?
Nothing. Crap, they're coming after us in that sedan.
Pump gun's not gonna do any good. Use this.
A Tommy gun? Why do you have a Tommy gun?
You've got angry gangsters shooting at me again, and you're asking me why I bought a Tommy gun?
You made your point, all right. Let's try to lose them on Sunset.
Sunset's gonna be backed up this time of day. I'll try to lose them in this alley.
That alley dead ends.
Stop backseat driving and shoot!
I hope this works.
Was that a prayer?
Here goes nothing!
I was sure this alley dead ended. It's where I crashed the Rolls trying to dodge the cops.
You were so drunk when you crashed the Rolls. That could have been any alley. More importantly, you've pissed off a gangster so bad he's trying to ice us. How are we gonna play this?
Hey, this time it's not my fault. I had everything under control when the man with the black medallion showed up, raised hell and left me holding the bag.
Sounds pretty impressive. Didn't you say he was just some nut beating up drunks?
Yeah, well this isn't the first time he's got mixed in with one of my cases. See him in person though? That's something else.
Ever stop to wonder if you're the one getting mixed up in his cases? After all, I seriously doubt if Vigilante's gonna care what a PI's doing.
Whatever, I just know that this time you really screwed me. I'll have to go to Mom alone if I want this mess sorted out.
Isn't she still mad about that thing you did?
That was a while ago, Colin. I'm sure she doesn't even remember it. Probably.
What's up all you hep cats there in podcast land? This is the Jive Action Nerds Radio Hour, and here's some of the things you can expect from our weekly roleplay podcast.
Well, I didn't go to medical school to be told what to do by no dumb alien.
Take me to your chief of medicine.
Kevin, you're the one who gave me the grenade launcher. If you didn't want me shooting the president, you shouldn't have given me the grenade launcher.
President Nixon? What? A precursor of things to come.
Is it bad that it's only a slur now?
Oh no! Oh no! All of these raccoons know kung fu!
Alright, so I rolled three ones, and since I was rolling with something extra, that's a two. Did that do it?
I rolled to have sex with Burt Reynolds.
Alright guys, I forgot my character sheet, but don't worry, I have it all in my heart. I rolled an 84.
That's just the kind of thing you can expect from this wild and crazy radio hour. Subscribe. Follow. We'll be here.
Or we won't.
We're not going anywhere.
Nope, we'll wait for you. This show's live.
We just wait for the red light to come on in the box, and then we play in the box.
It's like how when you play music on your iPod, that's actually John Legend is just sitting at a piano all day waiting for someone to hit play so he can play a song for you live.
It's why no one can play Bohemian Rhapsody anymore.
Listen to me. You don't have to come in with me.
Like hell I don't. Someone has to keep you out of trouble. That new singer's a knockout.
Beautiful voice and body. The complete package.
Pull your eyes back into your skull. We're here on business.
What'll it be, pal?
Scotch on the rocks. Martini for my friend.
Hey, I can order my own drink. Give me a martini.
Working for the big boss lady, you have to hear some things. They say there's a new player shaking things up.
I don't get involved with that stuff. I just serve drinks.
Don't sing it's that old song. You know something, so spill. Oh, my foot!
I apologize for my rude present. Really, we just want to gauge the waters. See the mood of things before we meet the lady.
Despite what your friend thinks, I really am not privy to this stuff. I can say that Ma ain't happy. She's been withdrawn lately, preoccupied. I think she's trying to work out a deal with them new players, but it's all been kept real quiet.
Thanks. That's a real harm.
No problem.
Talking to Malone could be real dangerous.
Or it could be exactly what we need. She's not only in a position to smooth things over with Smith, but she might know exactly who I scope up. At very least, we'll probably get a hint in the right direction.
I don't like it.
What's not to like? She sounds like she's chomping at the bit to do something about these guys.
Waste Bulletin, Colin Blackmore. Mama Lone will see you now.
What did I tell you, Colin? She can't wait to catch up on old times.
Keep both eyes open and be ready to bolt. Something feels wrong here.
Don't be absurd. I know your people are superstitious by nature, but just relax. Mom alone is an old friend. We both know her, so try to stow the bad juju talk and smile. In case she's still mad about you know what.
Ace, Colin, sit down. We have much to discuss.
You mean about the new players or me stealing all that reefer? Because I've been making payments on that and we'll be squared soon.
The past is not relevant. Sit. No, not in that chair. In this chair, right here.
Don't sit. Look at her eyes.
Completely glazed over. My God, what's that thing on her neck?
I don't know, but we should get out of here.
You two really should sit down.
Look what's coming out of the chair.
It's like the thing coming out of her neck.
When I say run, run.
You won't be going anywhere. You know too much. Bruno, Vlad, help these two sit down.
Bruno, come on, we're poker buddies. Let me go. I don't want that thing in me, please.
I'll take that gun.
What shots? You blast those things off their neck from 10 paces.
Drop the gun, or die.
Guess I missed one.
Great job keeping me out of trouble. Now what?
Not a deal with me! Not a
Yikes. You have the hots for a Marsha.
You were the one who called her a knockout.
Silence! Creatures have
me. Now, Ace, I need you to promise not to ask any questions until we're safe.
Colin. I've been telling you that's...
By the power of Merlin!
That's how I found out that Colin, my black chauffeur, is really the legendary enigmatic vigilante. The pieces suddenly fell into place. His skills with this, skill with a gun, skill with knives, swords, horses, bows, cars, and nunchucks all started to make sense. The worst of it was that I've been played like a fiddle, manipulated and led by the nose the entire time. Never once did I realize, or even suspect, that rather than him working for me, I had been the unwitting servant of the man with the black medallion.
I can't believe it. Camelot's burning. Burning. Merlin, this is the end of an era.
Yes, I know.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know.
The world we know is gone. Camelot. Camelot. Flames. The future uncertain,
uncertain, uncertain.
Sir Gawain,
Sir Gawain, Sir Gawain.
Tell me,
what will you do?
What will you do?
I don't know what I'll do. With Camelot gone, Arthur dead, the knights scattered, what can I do? I am a man who has always defined myself by my mission, my duties, and now I have nothing. Nothing.
I can give that to you, but it will be quite a sacrifice.
What do you speak of, Merlin?
How many years?
Many years.
But there was a problem. I also know that as a mortal, I reach the peak of his power. So I found a path to extend my life beyond a hundred years. I'm not sure I follow. What is this to do with a new mission for me? Be patient. In the process of figuring out a way to create, I created this, the Black Dahlia. Every day of my life, I donate a little bit of power to this medallion. In exchange, slows the events of time and me by sending my energy to the future. The uncertain future. I knew that one day some person had used it long in the future. You understand. The Black Medallion grants you some of my power. And what would I do with these powers? Be bound to justice forever. I have always believed in serving justice. Yes. You see, as a young man, I was idealistic. I chose to create a device for good in the extension of my life. And why didn't you give this device to Arthur, that he might live, or that Camelot might last? Yet now Camelot burns! Burns because Arthur didn't have the power!
No.
That's not it, is it? But when I met Arthur, I was much more simple, much more world. I knew.
Not by a king, but a king to serve justice alone, for kings serve sometimes, sometimes do very fine, wicked things, for good sake of the good, so I would help the Medallion. Knowing that, with the Medallion you would be bound to justice alone, bound to fight evil, bound to fight evil.
That's hardly binding at all. I'm a knight, I fight evil. Must be destroyed.
Exactly. But it wouldn't just be you, your firstborn child, but your entire bloodline would be bound for eternity. I see.
And yet you say, if I am bound, I will have a mission.
Yes, a mission to serve, wherever you see fit. It will drive you to seek out, destroy it. There will be no stopping for you, any of you.
You know, I've always searched for the Holy Grail, and yet this is perhaps the closest thing I shall ever come to finding it. Something that is purely for good, even if it comes from your foul magics.
Foul magics, yes, I can see that, but are you sure? It's a great black man. You're not even from it. You're a black.
Yes, well, thank you for that, but no. No, I think I will stay in this country.
Stay and fight evil. Even if you leave the country, you're good without you.
That is very good to know. Yes, I shall stay here in Britain, and even if my
family goes elsewhere, the power will go with them. But the power, no escape. I like the sound of that. Even if I go weary, even if I grow tired, even if my heart falters, there'll be no escape. No escape. Being a hero.
Exactly.
And that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. You always want to be a hero. You're good. That's why I came to Camelot. That's why I sought out Arthur. That's why I joined his knights. That's why I stand here, watching everything pass. And yet, you offer me a future. A future to be proud of. Thank you. For you, this is justice.
Conjecture.
But when you take it, this black medallion, it will be yours. It will belong to your family. Ever.
If you enjoyed listening to this production, please show appreciation by pledging to our Patreon. You can find a link on our Facebook page.